watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Once again, Mike Heller with you at Camp Randall Stadium. We'll get to our Badgers in the NFL in just a moment. Before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And it is time for our Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Let me begin with last night. Philadelphia beat the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil, 34-29. In that game, Zach Bond had 15 tackles. 11 of them were solo, 2 sacks, a TFL, and 2 quarterback hits. Knock it off. Brown Deer's own Zach Bond and the former Badger had a heck of a night for the Philadelphia Eagles. With the rest of our Badgers in the NFL, here's Nick Brusewitz.
The NFL season is here, and there are plenty of former Wisconsin Badgers operating in key roles with their teams in 2024. Beginning with quarterback Russell Wilson, he'll be taking over as the starting QB for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season after spending the last 2 years in Denver.
I'm super excited to be here. Obviously, I came here to help us win. That's the focus, and I think, just the best part is how hard we've all worked every day, from all the way from OTAs to, Latrobe, and obviously we got a great season ahead of us, and we're excited about it.
Audio courtesy of the Pittsburgh Steelers official YouTube page. He beat out former Bear Justin Fields for the starting job during camp, earning the first shot under center in 2024. Also in Pittsburgh, linebacker TJ Watt will look to continue his dominance this season as a pass rusher.
Watson in trouble. There he is. TJ Watt.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN on Monday Night Football last season. He's not the only former Badgers edge rusher on the team's defense, though. Nick Herbig secured 3.5 sacks and 6 quarterback pressures in the team's preseason contest, while 2 other former Wisconsin defensive linemen Keanu Benton and Isaiah Loudermilk are also in the fold. Over in Indianapolis, running back Jonathan Taylor is looking to build off of a 2023 season in which he was limited to 10 games due to injury. After rushing for over 1,000 yards in each of his first 2 NFL campaigns, Taylor has failed to reach that mark in consecutive seasons, something he'll look to change in year 2 under head coach Shane Steichen. Lastly, although the Cowboys have been making the headlines for all the wrong reasons this offseason, tight end Jake Ferguson has flown under the radar after a sneaky good 2023 season in which he caught 71 passes for 761 yards and 5 scores, including this 1-yard touchdown against the Giants in week 9.
Bring in the fullback, fake to Pollard here, floating it out for Ferguson, touchdown.
highlight courtesy of Fox. Ferguson will look to further develop his connection with quarterback Dak Prescott and become an elite tight end in 2024. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Our look around the Big Ten will be coming up next as our pregame show continues from Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, and UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall. Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. We'll get to an injury note on the Badgers in just a moment. It impacts Tywee Walker and his availability today. He is questionable. Some shuffling in the national polls this week. After the first full weekend of college football, the expanded Big Ten well represented in the top 25 coaches poll. Number two, Ohio State. Six is Oregon. They dropped three spots. Penn State is number eight, but they're struggling today. Get to that in a moment. Number nine, Michigan, also having some issues today. Number 21, Iowa, moved up from 25, and Washington enters the coaches poll rankings at number 25. Friday games in the Big Ten last night. Duke beat Northwestern in double overtime in Evanston on the lakefront. 26-20 double overtime Duke over Northwestern. Indiana beat Western Illinois 77-3. Now the game's going on. 11 a.m. starts today. Texas, number three in the country, leads at number 10 Michigan 24-3. Texas has the ball. There's just inside of 12 minutes to play. In the third, the Longhorns look to be for real, and Michigan has some issues to work through. Bowling Green and Penn State, also very interesting. Penn State has just taken the lead back midway through the third quarter. Penn State 27, Bowling Green 24 in Happy Valley. Minnesota leads Rhode Island. That score is 24-0, 6:44 to play in the third in that one. Rutgers also in the third, leading against Akron 21-10. 2:30 window today, really good one. Iowa State is on the road at Iowa, at Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes are ranked 21. That in-state battle is always fantastic. Michigan State will play a Big Ten game at Maryland. Eastern Michigan on the road at number 25, Washington. In the 6 o'clock window tonight, number 19, Kansas is in Champaign to take on Brett Bielema's Fighting Illini. 6:30, Colorado and Nebraska. That is a primetime, big-time game. Western Michigan was here a week ago. They're in Columbus at the Horseshoe tonight at 6:30. And also late-night Big Ten action. Boise State at number 6, Oregon. That's at 9 o'clock. Utah State at number 14, USC. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means? Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller leading up to the Badgers in South Dakota, the Coyotes. This game will kick at about 2:30. The Badgers opened the season a week ago with some sustained offensive drives. We pointed out the lack of explosive plays. But look at this. Wisconsin's offense started the season with four consecutive drives of 14 plays or more. The Badgers also did a lot of damage on the ground, 46 rushing attempts, 215 yards. In the air, Tyler Van Dyke went 21 of 36 for 192 yards and no picks, although there were a few moments. Our sideline reporter Patrick Herb joins us. Let's talk about, we'll get to some of the other offensive questions in a moment, but let's talk about the injury update as it enters this game with Tywee Walker.
Yeah, really the only surprise on Wisconsin's availability report or notable advancement from last week is Tywee Walker, the running back that transferred in from Oklahoma, is listed as questionable for today's game. So what that means for his playing status during the game is very much in doubt. He's down here warming up, so we'll keep an eye on him during the warm-ups. He's with the rest of his running backs going through everything at seemingly full speed. He does have a big break one on. It's been something that they're just that has been hampering him a little bit. So we'll have to see how he handles it, if he can go. If he can't or if he's limited, it's going to mean more reps for Cade Iacomelli. Now, Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, said this week in a TV production meeting that if he has one regret from last week, it's not getting Cade more touches. So he was four carries for 35 last week, including a 12-yard run, the longest Wisconsin had. He's been productive in the limited amount he's gotten. Last year, he got extended run in a few games as Indiana, Northwestern, Minnesota, and even in the bowl game against LSU, seven carries, 45 yards. They like what he could do. He's got quickness, change of pace, can catch out of the backfield. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of him, even if Walker is able to play a little bit. This also might be the debut of the two freshman running backs that have been so heralded during camp, Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree. They did not play in that opener, but there's no doubt they're going to see some time this season. Maybe this is a game where they get their feet wet.
Patrick, we talked in the pregame a week ago about the sideline communications and the surface tabs they're using to watch video of some plays from earlier in the game. How did that part play? Also, the communications into helmets with players on the field.
Yeah, so that's a thing that the coaches have talked about this week. You know, it's a big cliche that teams improve so much from week one to week two. Well, they're talking, and I've heard our coaches reference the communications and how that will change from week one to week two, that they kind of learn some things, how they want to utilize it, do they utilize it too much, don't want to rely on it, that sort of thing. So what one thing that's interesting for this game is, so South Dakota will not be using the helmet communications. They don't have them. You're not required to. If you
sure.
don't, Wisconsin's tablets go down, South Dakota can keep using them, likewise the other way. So when we talk about helmet communications for Wisconsin, they didn't use it a lot, particularly on offense. For Phil Longo, when this offense is humming, he wants to be snapping that ball at 22, 23 on the play clock, and he needs all that time really to signal into his quarterback and signal into the whole team. As he said, if he's just communicating through vocal cues to his quarterback, then the rest of the offense doesn't get the play. Then Tyler Van Dyke has to then translate it to them. So he still wants to use the hand signals, thus not leaving much time to communicate with his quarterback. So that's an interesting thing. I think one other noteworthy thing on the defensive side for the helmet communications, so Jake Chaney wears it. Tackett Curtis would wear it if he came in for Chaney at middle linebacker. South Dakota State is going to bleed the clock. They're not going to break the huddle until about 15 most drives. Well, that's when the helmet communication goes down at 15. So any checks about formation or who's lined up where, those things won't come into play for Wisconsin's defense. All the communication would have to be while the other team is huddling. So just an interesting wrinkle that every week will provide something like that.
Patrick, let me finish with two other notes. Defense wanting to create more disruptive plays. They had a sack and an interception late last week, but I think they want more than that and looking to get that today.
There's no question, and I think Western Michigan's game plan had a lot to do with that. And I was going back and looking through. So first downs is when you really would love to be disruptive to get them off script, right? Get those second long and even better, third and long. Well, Western Michigan ran the ball on each of their first 12 first downs and 15 of their first 17. So what that tells you, it's tough to make disruptive plays when they're running unless you're making tackles for loss, and Wisconsin didn't get those. So South Dakota State's going to have, or South Dakota, excuse me, is going to have a different game plan. I think there's going to be more opportunities, and Wisconsin wants to be ready to take advantage of them.
Patrick, let me finish with this. You're standing in the north end zone. As I look down, very sunny day today. When passes, kicks, or punts are going south to north, the sun is an issue and will be early in this game.
Only early, because the sun will keep setting, right, and it sets behind the upper deck and won't be too bad. What you sometimes get late in games like this is the reflection off the suites on the east side, and you get this kind of weird glare from the left. Yes, the sun's going to be there, but that's just an excuse. These guys will be fine.
Very good. All right, thanks, Patrick. When we come back, we'll hear from Jesse Temple from The Athletic. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Malusi to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin, Chez Malusi, 89 yards.
Hey Badger fans, it's Chez Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Once again, we continue on at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Lots of eyes have been on the Badgers Week 3 game next week, right here at 11 a.m. against fourth-ranked Alabama. No doubt that looming date is significant. However, the Coyotes are here from South Dakota today, and we welcome in Jesse Temple of The Athletic. So I've got next week on my mind, but we're looking at today. But before we do that, let's look back at last week. I don't know what your expectation was. We all build in expectations before we see a team play, especially for the first time in a season. I expected more of what we saw against LSU back in Tampa on January 1. I don't know what you expected, but how did it compare with what we saw?
I think it's fair to say it did not meet anybody's expectations. I know the program felt that way. Luke Fickell felt that way. And us in the media felt that way. We obviously had an opportunity to see a lot of spring practices and preseason practices, and that's not necessarily how it materialized on the field. Now, I understand the perspective of the coaches and the players in that they were trying to prepare for a team that had a new offensive coordinator and new defensive coordinator and threw things out there that they did not expect. On the other hand, this is still a Western Michigan team that was 4-8 a year ago and plays in the MAC, and you would think Wisconsin would be able to kind of put the foot on the gas a little bit, and it took longer than anyone would have hoped, but hey, Mike, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have, because there were potential interceptions. Let's talk about the potential turnovers and your view of how Tyler Van Dyke's initial appearance as a Badger worked out.
Well, I think it was uneven. There are certain moments that made you remember why they picked him and got him out of the transfer portal. I think he's very smooth, particularly with some quick throws over the middle. Now, they very rarely tried anything deep. Yeah. He only threw three passes of 15-plus air yards, and none of them were completed. I think if I'm looking at this game, that's something you'd like to see him be able to do a little bit more. He can have some success in the read option game, but just needs to be more consistent, not put the ball in harm's way. And obviously, he had a fumble that he lost, and you certainly can't do that.
82 offensive plays, none of them for 20 yards or more. 17 was the long. The longest rush from scrimmage was 12. Those are elements that Phil Longo and the offense want to be better at.
Absolutely, and it's certainly nice that Wisconsin went 16 plays, 16 plays, 14, 14. On the other hand, you ended up with just one touchdown out of those four drives despite going to the red zone. And what they need are some more of those explosive types of plays. You mentioned the 17-yard pass, which was Tyler's longest. Will Pauling did most of the work. It was a third and six, and Pauling ended up getting a long gain. So, again, I think that's something that you want to be able to show in week two, particularly with the knowledge of who's looming in week three.
One other note there. Tretch had three targets. He was somebody that we saw for the first time against LSU in the bowl game January 1, and somebody who was obviously explosive during camp. I would think we would like to see more to Tretch.
I asked Luke that question this week because Tretch played a total of 17 offensive snaps in the opener. But the big key is you got to be able to hold on to the football. And he did fumble. Wisconsin ended up recovering. But I know that was an issue even dating back to spring when he was returning kicks. And so the old adage is ball security is job security. Yeah. But there's no doubt he's one of the most explosive players that Wisconsin has on offense.
Tawee Walker is questionable today. He's on the injury report. How do you think that changes things out of the backfield?
Well, more Ches Malusi and potentially more Cade Iacomelli. I know they're very high on what Cade was able to do last week, and maybe that was a bit of a surprise. I thought maybe Jackson Aker would be the number three, but Cade is a different player than he was a year ago. Remains to be seen how much we'll see of Tawee, but this could be a good opportunity for some other guys.
Big plays are a theme here. Defensively, the goal in the offseason was to be more disruptive. That didn't really happen in week one. Mike Tressel's crew trying to be better here certainly have to be better next week.
That was probably the thing I was most surprised about from week one, is they didn't get a sack or a TFL until late in the game when Elijah Hills broke through. You want to be able to see them put that on tape in week two as well. They certainly have the playmakers that can do it. And the other thing I'm looking at is, can you be stout in the run defense? Because in week one, you were recovering from not having James Thompson Jr. Now you've played a game without him. Can you be better there as well?
Let me give you a couple of Big Ten scores and get your reaction. Texas, number three in the country, leads 24-6 at Michigan in Ann Arbor. Some might not be surprised. Michigan has had so much turnover. What's your thought?
Not particularly surprised. I think I picked Texas to cover. And Michigan was obviously not fantastic in week one with a 30-10 win against Fresno State. So that is not as surprising as seeing Penn State holding just a 3-point lead against Bowling Green going into the fourth quarter, because the Nittany Lions are a team that most people believe will be a college football playoff contender.
Penn State was trailing. They scored to go up 27-24 that game. Now just going to the fourth quarter, and that is the score. Penn State at home leads Bowling Green 27-24. And then the final thoughts about this one here today. We all know what's next. People have had Alabama on their minds for a long time. They're in next week. What do you hope, and what do you think they think they'll see today?
Well, I think Wisconsin needs to show some of the things that were lacking in week one, some of those more explosive plays. I don't know if a dominant win is necessarily expected. I think South Dakota certainly has this team's attention. I equate this, Mike, to playing a first-round game in the NCAA tournament where you're playing a lower-level team, but they just happen to be 30-3.
Yeah.
This is a program that knows how to win. They won 10 games a year ago, went to the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and obviously won their opener by 6 touchdowns. So I believe they will have Wisconsin's full attention.
These games going away, do you think, as we roll forward in the newly modeled college football scene? I mean, this is a bye game, right? I mean, they're paying obviously last week and this week, Western Michigan and South Dakota to come here.
I think some of these games have to stay because of how hard the Big Ten is now, especially when you add on to the fact you're scheduling these marquee non-conference games even before then. It's not the worst thing in the world to have one or two games that are those so-called bye games, but you better show up because there are some very good teams in college football.
No doubt about that. People don't some ADs don't like when you see a Dakota on your schedule, and that's what we have today. Jesse Temple from The Athletic, thank you. Wisconsin and the Coyotes of South Dakota will kick it off at 2:30, just over 1 hour from now. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, and Patrick Herb will have the call. Matt and Mark will take over next. Stay tuned. As our pregame show continues, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your local grocery store.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Gorgeous day in Madison as the Badgers get ready for game number 2 of this season, taking on South Dakota, the Coyotes. Out of the Missouri Valley Conference, a program that is ranked 6th this week in the FCS poll, coming off a season-opening win last week against Division II opponent Northern States. And now they come to Camp Randall, the first appearance for South Dakota football since 2011, the Russell Wilson-led Badgers team with a decisive win on that day. And now game two, Mark, and there's that age-old line that I don't know when we officially started chuckling at it about improving game one to game two, which actually doesn't always happen. But Luke Fickell is definitely looking for some improvement. Happy with the win. Love the fourth quarter, but just looking to play better wire to wire here today.
Yeah, and that was one of the things I talked to him when we did our little off the bus on the field segment a couple hours ago. And there is something to it. And obviously when you have a performance like last week where you're able to get a win, but there were some struggles and some things that they obviously feel like they need to improve upon. And the one thing that you always look at is you want to see that jump, because last week was a bunch of unknowns, right? You had different coordinators. There was question marks about how they were going to play and everything else. So it just never really felt like they got comfortable. And it's a lot easier to grow when you can kind of see where you're at and then you can go about your business. So today I think you have a really good idea of what this South Dakota football team is going to do. And you're looking for better execution. And I think you're looking for that growth. So while we do like to joke, you know, the bye week comes at the perfect time, all of the cliched things, I think for this football team, especially what is looming ahead, you need to execute much better. And I think you need to get a little shot of confidence in the arm. And the only way to do that is by going out here today and playing well.
Yeah, we've already gotten the one cliche out of the way already about the improvement week one to week two. But I think I'm looking up at the sky today, Taos.
Sunsplash?
It is a sunsplash day. It really is. And with that, we are off and running about an hour away from the opening kick. The Badgers and the Coyotes of South Dakota. Coming up, we'll have our scouting report as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need a boost? Check out Zoa Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. Zoa's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now and currently, you can buy one Zoa and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with Zoa Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Pre-game coverage continues. Barry Alvarez Field, Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and South Dakota here this afternoon. Next week, the Badgers will host Alabama. That will have an 11 a.m. kick here in Madison.
Best. That's the best. That's, 11 a.m.
That's the one. That's the one the TV, one in particular, TV partner truly loves. I know this is your favorite kick time at 2:30. 2:35 Central is when.
Definitely
no, not. They didn't consult with you on this one.
Yeah, if it's sunsplash like this.
And it is.
Yes.
It's very much sunsplash. Let's get to the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We'll get to the offense. And, yes, the Badgers want to get some big play productivity. But Tashi looked at the stat line and the statistics book after the game last week, and I see Western Michigan 3.6 yards per rush. Mm-hmm. It felt like more than
that,
though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and I think when you're playing against a team that you're heavily favored by, you just kind of think, well, physically, we will, win that battle. That wasn't necessarily the case, and I thought, obviously losing Thompson before the season start was a big blow. So now, yeah, the game was so weird. Talking to Fick at his show on Wednesday, he wants to get more guys involved. And I think when you're talking about D-line, he obviously knows that position well. You want fresh bodies. So that didn't fit last week because of the limited amount of plays that the defense was on the field. And I would bet today, South Dakota's going to come in here. They're going to try to run the foot. They're going to try and be physical. I would bet you're going to see a lot more rotation, especially on that inside, because that was a concern, even though the numbers maybe weren't as alarming as maybe what it felt like for us watching the game.
Yeah, we did not see Brandon Lane, the transfer from Stephen F. Austin, in the defensive line. We did see Dylan Johnson, the freshman, very highly regarded. They could maybe get him out there a bit more. Elijah Hills,
yep,
transfer from Albany, had the one sack in the game. So they've got some guys, but, yeah, maybe try to balance those reps a little more if they can.
Yeah, that's, I think, what you're hoping to do. And you know what? These are those games that when you lose a guy like Thompson, you need someone to elevate. And a lot of times, everybody always just assumes guys just become stars and become big-time players. You need to go through it. And, I know Tark Sala, Donnell Thompson both got in last night. When Tark played as a young player, nobody knew Tark Sala was going to be the all-time leading sacker in the history. Nobody knew Donnell Thompson was going to be a captain and do all that stuff. So you have to get out there and play. And I think a lot of times coaches maybe are a little hesitant to give guys opportunities because they want to have guys that they know. And it's like a security blanket. Let these guys, you're going to see a lot more of these guys. And if you show that flash, then coaches look at it and say, we got to find more reps for this kid.
That's such a big part of the history of this program, right? I mean, we know that there are schools that load up recruiting classes with 4 and 5 stars. That's not been the history here. So somebody who comes in maybe not nearly as heralded as others, maybe they don't arrive as a 5-star. But they sure as heck leave here. I mean, you're 3 feet away from me, and your career ended up being pretty good. That's the beauty of the program, sticking with it, developing, getting better. Right?
Yeah, and that's the tricky part of the new age of college football, because everything is Insta. It's microwave city. It's got to be now. And you still at Wisconsin, yes, they dabbled in the portal and brought some edge guys in, brought some other guys in, and you need to play that game. But your football team is still going to be the Hunter Wohlers, the DPs. Those are the guys that have been here that know it, and people will follow into that. So, yeah, you have to – guys have to take – coaches have to give opportunities, but players have to take advantage of them and utilize it and show that they're worthy of more. And I would bet today we'll see some of that.
You mentioned – Tausch mentioned South Dakota, a team that really does like to run the ball and a pretty good running back combination. Travis Tice, a sixth-year senior, rushed for more than 800 yards last year. And Charles Pierre Jr., he had a 136-yard rushing night against Northern in their first game and had a couple of touchdowns. He can also catch the ball out of the backfield. Their quarterback, another big guy, early trend here, Aiden Bauman is their quarterback. He's a lefty, 6'5", 245 pounds. And you touched on it, too, with Western Michigan. It shortened the game. Talking with Barry Alvarez this week, says, yeah, there's a lot of times where his teams did that, where you might be outmanned on paper. You limit possessions, and that's kind of maybe what they're thinking they're going to see out of South Dakota.
Yeah, I would venture to say that's going to be an accurate assessment, and it's on you to not let that happen. And how you do that is efficient on offense, put points up, get off the field, and get them out of that game. And that, you know, quite frankly, last week you had 16 play drives, you miss a field goal, and when you let – and I can – I couldn't recognize your Alvarez because you didn't do the voice.
The high pitch voice?
But I could just remember him always saying, You don't let these cats hang around. You gotta finish. And that's what that is. I mean, when you give and then a special teams play here or a trick play, and all of a sudden they start believing, because they right now believe, but you can take that belief away if you get off to that fast start, and that's, I'm sure, what the Wisconsin Badgers are trying to get done today.
See, in a 2:30 game, you can get that voice cranked up. Now, can you get it cranked up next week when we're doing this at like 9 in the morning before an 11 o'clock game?
Well, that's what pros got to do. We'll see. Let me tell you, I'm going to try to get all my Alvarisms out today, because next week, you just never know what next week will
be. Yeah, it could be a challenge. You never know. That is your scouting report and the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We'll take a break. Up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox, as we'll visit with Badgers center Jake Renfro. He's next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our pregame show continues from Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and South Dakota this afternoon. 2:35 Central is your kickoff. A couple of score updates. It's not going well for Michigan at the Big House. Texas leading the Wolverines 31-6 as they move into the fourth quarter in Ann Arbor.
Shame.
Yeah, you're pretty distraught about that, I can tell. Penn State and Bowling Green, it's tight. They're into the fourth quarter in about 5.5 minutes to play. Nittany Lions leading Bowling Green out of the Mid-America Conference 27-24. Minnesota up big over Rhode Island 41-0. Rutgers leads Akron 35-10. Both of those games in the fourth quarter. Time now for our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. And today we hear from Badgers center Jake Renfro, fifth-year senior from Mokena, Illinois, transfer from Cincinnati, and another one of those players who has had a long road back to get on the field. At Cincinnati in 2021, he was all-conference, but then was hurt, missed all of 2022, battled injuries the overwhelming majority of last season at Wisconsin, finally got a chance to play in the bowl game, and was a starting center and played well last week for Wisconsin against Western Michigan. But we talked with Jake about that road back, and who all did he lean on in those tough times to get back on the field?
Really, my family. I have a very great support system around me. My family, my teammates, my coaches, always there to support me in every step of the way, even when there were some setbacks and, you know, the more injuries and all this stuff. So just having that really good support system around me really pushed me through.
Yeah, I said at the top, a new face, but you're not new to Coach Fickell and you know, Joe Huber, the same thing, and Quincy Burroughs, Will Pauling. When you guys first came up here, did a lot of the other guys kind of pick your brain a little bit? Like, okay, what's this guy like? What can we expect? How did that work?
Yeah, so that was last January in 2023. It was a lot of questions, a lot of people coming up to me and asking me just, you know, who this guy is and what are workouts like, what are practices like. But I really embraced that role of kind of being the older guy who knows what to expect and all this stuff. So it was a lot of questions, a lot of frustration at times, but being that guy for people to come to and ask questions, and I had those answers, it was a good feeling.
It seems, Jake, that in talking with guys who were here last year, and they know now, here's what the coach wants, here's how he wants it done. Pretty noticeable difference from what you saw out of season last year to this?
Oh, absolutely. Now that everyone's had a year underneath their belt of Coach Fick and this whole coaching staff, things really changed back in January because everyone knew what to expect. Everyone knew what it was like. Everyone knew what it takes to be successful in this program. So this past 7 months has been a really special 7 months for the whole entire team.
Old guys like me remember Casey Robach as a player, getting to know A.J. Blazek. Tell us about those guys as coaches and how they've helped you continue to develop your game.
Yeah, they're incredible. Those two specifically are just great men, great leaders. They have the most energy I've ever seen, which, you know, that just pushes us even more on the field. Very technical coaches. They're always there. I mean, Coach Blas has a couch in his office. You can just go up and sit and talk. Doesn't even have to be about football. So it's just great guys, very knowledgeable about football, and we love having them around.
That's a really important point you're making right now because we know how the game has changed, and there's NIL, and there's a lot of the business components. But still, as you're saying, it's about relationships,
yep.
And he trusts you. You trust him. That kind of stuff, it's pretty hard to put a price tag on that.
Oh, absolutely.
So when the offense is clicking,
Well, you know, we hear that, you know, the label air raid. I don't, you know, it's the Wisconsin version of it. But when it's clicking, Jake, what's the offensive line doing, and how's this offense looking for fans to enjoy?
Yeah, it's going to be a special year. We have a bunch of veteran O-linemen coming back. We're still going to throw the ball, but we're still going to run the ball too. So you don't know what to expect. These defenses have to keep their eyes open, and we're going to spread them up, and then we're also going to bring them back and go to traditional Wisconsin offense.
You know, that was what was interesting toward the end of last season, the Nebraska game, the Minnesota game. There was a lot of running, and the head coach said, that's where I want to live. That's music to the ears of an offensive line, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially, you know, Coach Fick being a college nose guard. Mm-hmm. He loves the trenches, and that's where the games are won and lost. So if we can dominate the line of scrimmage like we're going to do this year, it's going to be a special year for our offense.
Final question for you. I'm from the sort of the neck of the woods where you played college football, Cincinnati. Obviously a terrific program, good place to be. Is coming here to Madison, University of Wisconsin. Has it been everything so far? I mean, hopefully the best is yet to come. But just the environment, everything, has it been everything you had hoped for?
Oh, absolutely. You know, growing up in the Midwest, always was a Big Ten fan. My dad played in the Big Ten. And then coming here and experiencing a game day on Saturdays, it's truly special up in Camp Randall.
Yeah,
so,
no.
It's been an awesome journey so far, and ready to take it to another level this year.
All right, that's Badgers center Jake Renfro, football in the family. His father, Richard, played down in Champaign for the Illinois Fighting Illini, and Jake, a big part of what they want to do in that offensive line this year.
A lot of stuff that he just said there, the games are won or lost in the trenches, but that relationship, you have to respect where Renfro has come, because he was beaten up. I think everybody kind of assumed last year he would be the guy, and Bortolini obviously took the center spot, and he just kept working and grinding and fighting, and he gave himself a chance to start. And when you start as an offensive lineman at the University of Wisconsin, your goals are to go to that next level. And I love it when people work their tails off and get rewarded with it.
Yeah, good start for Jake and his time as a Wisconsin Badger in that starting lineup last week. Hopefully he can build on that here today. Before we go to a commercial break, let us first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, our pregame coverage will continue here in Madison, and when we do so, we'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game, and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed, so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions of instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, end September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets...